defensive alignment. Starting pitcher Jacob Goldston catching Riley Orr. At first base, Devin Zyrus. Second baseman Nico Newhan. Third baseman Cal Sefcik. Shortstop Mason Swinney. In left field, R.J. Johnson Jr. making his Axman debut. Center field, Chet Gilliam. In right field, Charlie Rogan. And the designated hitter, the Tennessee Volunteer, Stone Lawless. Due up for the State Liners, Martavius Thomas leads off, and it's Lee Ellis and Dylan Mass. Jacob Goldston enters tonight 1-1 overall with a 4.42 earned run average in four completed starts. In 18 innings of work, he's allowed 12 runs, 11 earned, on 17 hits, just four walks, 21 strikeouts, and a pair of home runs. 192 of his 272 pitches have been strikes. Few more warm-up pitches from Jacob Goldston, and then we will be set for first pitch. All right, we are ready to go. The Axemen at 14-12 overall, second place in the Appalachian League West, 2.5 games back from first place, Greenville. Take on the Bristol State Liners at 10-17 overall. Last place in the AL West, 7 games back. Jacob Goldston enters tonight with the best ground out to air out ratio in the Appalachian League at 8. He has walked just 4 of 79 batters faced. First offering, strike one call. And Golston's last start against Tri-State on June 27th, 62 of his 93 pitches were strikes. The 0-1, ball low and in. That is a 66.7% strike rate. He threw a first pitch strike to 15 of 27 batters faced. Even count on Martavius Thomas, who was 0 for 5 against the Axemen this season. The pitch, chopped foul into the Bristol dugout. A ball and two strikes to Martavius Thomas. The pitch lifted high in the air to left field. R.J. Johnson Jr. running back, and it drops foul. Again, the defensive alignment for the Axemen. Zyrus at first, Newhan at second, Sefcik at third, Swinney at short. Orr is the catcher. Johnson Jr. in left, Gilliam in center, Charlie Rogan in right field. The designated hitter is Stone Lawless. In his previous completed start against Bristol, Goldston threw a first pitch strike to 16 of 21 batters faced and had a 74.3% strike rate. Goldston once again fires home the 1-2. Ball outside. Square count. Goldston hurls home. Ball three up and away. It will take a minimum of 7 pitches for Jacob Goldston to retire Martavius Thomas. Payoff pitch. Fouled away. Thomas is batting .243 with 3 RBIs and 4 runs scored. Against the Axemen, he is hitless in 5 at-bats with a walk, stolen base, and a run. The 8th pitch of the plate appearance and 2nd payoff offering. Here it is. Ground ball to 2nd base. Newhan backhands it. Goes to 1st in time for the out. It took 8 pitches, but the Oklahoma Sooner Jacob Goldston takes care of Martavius Thomas. And that is what Goldston does best. Ground out hitters, because he has an 8 ground out to error ratio, which is best in the league among qualified pitchers. Base is empty, one out for Lee Ellis. First offering, cut and a miss. Ellis is 1-for-7 in 2 games against Kingsport with a home run, a pair of RBIs, 2 runs scored, and 3 strikeouts. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Strike 2 call. No balls and 2 strikes. Golston delivers. Slow roller to second base. New hand charges. Collects it and throws to first in time for the out. The ground out machine, Jacob Golston, has produced a pair of ground outs to the second baseman, Nico Newhand. The bases are unoccupied with 2 outs for Dylan Mass. First pitch is a called strike. Remember, in his last start against Bristol, he threw a first pitch strike to 16 of 21 batters' face. He's already thrown a first pitch strike to each of his first 3. There's a chopper foul first base side. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs in the top of the first. The pitch, ball 1, low and away. Scoreless in the top of the first, the 1-2. Strike 3 call, hoo-ah! Jacob Golston punches out Mass looking. He books a perfect first inning. Through half an inning, scoreless in Kingsport. In the bottom half, due up for the Axemen to face the starting pitcher, Miles Smith, Jet Gilliam, Nico Newhand, and Devin Zyrus.
Tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century, using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Welcome back to Hunter Wright Stadium. It was a perfect first inning from Jacob Golston. He threw 15 pitches, 11 were strikes. So Jet Gilliam, Nico Newhand, and Devin Zyrus due up for the Axemen. This is the defensive alignment for Bristol. Starting pitcher Miles Smith, catcher Hayden Blair, first baseman Tyler Zadalis, at second base Jace Norton, third baseman Elijah Alexander, second baseman Jace Norton, shortstop Lee Ellis, in left field Micah Connor, in center field Dylan Mass, and in right field Martavius Thomas, designated hitter Zach Rice. One last warm-up pitch coming from Miles Smith.
Now, up to bat, number 84, center fielder, Jared Gilliam.
Miles Smith enters tonight with no decisions through one start and five completed relief outings. He's allowed one run and 11 and third innings pitched on eight hits, 11 walks, and 12 strikeouts. He faces Jet Gilliam to begin the bottom of the first inning. First offering, chopped foul, third base side. Miles Smith has a 1.68 whip and 205 opponent average. Smith's whip is more than two times higher than his ERA, and usually it's the other way around. 108 of his 202 pitches have been strikes. The 0-1, ball upstairs. That is a 53.5% strike rate. In his only start on June 20th versus Danville, Smith allowed an earned run on a pair of hits, a home run, five walks, and two strikeouts. The 1-1, ball inside. Jet Gilliam enters tonight on a team-best 21-game on-base streak, which is tied for the second-longest active streak in the Appalachian League. The 2-1. Gilliam launches it high in the air to left field. Mike O'Connor running over, and he makes the catch. Bases empty, one out for Nico Newhan. He takes ball one high. Against Bristol this season, Newhan is 2-for-9 with a pair of RBIs and three strikeouts. The 1-0, fouled behind home plate off the backstop. Nico Newhan leads the club with seven multi-hit games and four multi-run games. He did not start yesterday, but he's back in the lineup tonight. The 1-1, up and in. Kingsport in the first inning this season has the lowest average, fewest extra base hits, and fewest runs. The 2-1, strike two call. In the first inning last night, Kingsport went 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, both of which were looking. But five of Kingsport's eight first inning runs came in one game against Bristol. The 2-2, swing and a miss, Newhan out on strikes. The bases are unoccupied with two outs for Devin Zyras, a scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. Versus Bristol this season, Zyras is 1-for-5 with a double, an RBI, and three strikeouts. He takes ball one in the dirt. Zyras walked six times in his first 55 plate appearances. Since then, he's walked eight times in his last 22. The 1-0. Strike one call. Nine of Zyras's 17 hits have been for extra bases. He doubled yesterday. The 1-1. Ground ball foul just behind home plate. Strike two. Jacob Golston threw a perfect first inning on 15 pitches. Smith has thrown 12 pitches and is one strike away from recording a perfect inning of his own. The 1-2. Zyras rips it fair down the right field line for a base hit. This will be his 10th extra base hit of the season. And Zyras stands up safely on second base with a two-out, two-strike double. Runner on second, two outs for Mason Swinney. First offering, ball up and away. Miles Smith has thrown a first pitch ball to each of his first four batters face. Zyrus, following his two out, two strike double, leads off second base, the 1-0. Ball two upstairs. In yesterday's loss at Elizabethton, Swinney became just the fourth Appalachian League player to homer twice in a game this season. The other three hitters are Brian Heckelman, Jaden Lobliner, and Tyler Zadalis of Bristol. Hitters count for Swinney. The 2-0. He mashes it, but the third baseman, Alexander, picks it up, throws to first. It's wide. It'll be a throwing error, and Zyrus advances to third base. Kingsport has runners on the corners with two outs for Cal Sefcik. Sefcik, in the first inning this season, has one hit and 15 at-bats. He looks to give the Axemen the lead in the bottom of the first. Swinney on first base, Cyrus on third. First pitch home. Cut and a miss, strike one. Sefcik, in one game versus Bristol this season, is 1-for-4 with an RBI and a run scored. Runners on the corners, two outs for the Cincinnati Bearcat. The 0-1. Sefcik smashes it, one hop to the shortstop Ellis, and he'll toss it to second in time for the inning-ending out to Jace Norton. The Axemen threatened with runners on the corners but are unable to bring home a run. Scoreless after one. Top of the second next, middle of the order, due up for the state liners, Zadalis, Blair, and Norton. Very well hit ball from Cal Sefcik. 101 miles an hour off the bat. So Smith threw a scoreless first inning on 18 pitches. 11 were strikes. And then Golston threw a perfect first inning on 15 pitches. 11 were strikes. Golston returns to the mound. Top of the second inning coming up. It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee. So enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. All right, we're set to begin the top of the second inning, scoreless through one in Kingsport. Tyler Zadalis, the cleanup batter, leads off the top of the second. First pitch from Golston is skied high into deep center field. Jet Gilliam is under it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out to begin the second inning, and Golston has retired each of his first four hitters face. Base is empty, one out for Hayden Blair. In one game against Kingsport this season, he went 1-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch from Golston. Strike one called. Overall, Blair is batting .276, 7 RBIs, 9 runs scored. From the windup, Golston hurls home. Ball downstairs. Golston has thrown a first pitch strike to each of his first five batters faced. It's his forte. The 1-1. Blair pops it up foul and out of play, third base side. In the first inning, Golston recorded a pair of groundouts and then a strikeout looking to end the half inning. One ball and two strikes to count on Hayden Blair, the fifth hitting catcher. Golston delivers. Just missed outside, ball two. Square count on Blair. Pitch from Golston. Ground ball to second base. Nico Newhand scoops it up. Throws to first for the out. The ground out machine, Jacob Golston. Doing what he does best. That's now three ground outs to Nico Newhand in the first five batters faced. Nobody on, two outs for Jace Norton. He has yet to face Kingsport this season as he swings at the first pitch, grounds it up the middle into center field for a base hit. A two-out, one-pitch single for Jace Norton brings up Zach Rice. Zach Rice is from Lawrence, South Carolina. He attends Alabama A&M. Runner on first, two outs. Norton is the first base runner tonight for the State Liners. First pitch is a ball low and away. Golston threw a first pitch strike to each of his first six batters faced, but that's ball one to Zach Rice. The 1-0. Ball too high. In the second inning this season, Kingsport has outscored its opponents 14-10. Hitters count, though, for Zach Rice, who is three for his first 18 at-bats. The pitch. Ground ball to third base. Sefcik charging in. Gathers it. Throws to second in time for the half-inning ending force out. Four of Golston's first six outs have been ground outs. Through an inning and a half, right, scoreless in Kingsport.
Tonight's specialty item of the game are these t-shirts. They are half off tonight, so there are only 12.
Very quick inning from Golston, just 10 pitches, six strikes. Due up for the Axemen when we return. We get our first glimpse at R.J. Johnson Jr. And then it's Riley Orr and Charlie Rogan. 6, 7, 8 hitters due up for the Axemen when we return.
To boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
R.J. Johnson Jr. making his Axemen debut tonight. Leads off the bottom of the second inning, facing Miles Smith. Johnson Jr. out of Rutgers University. First pitch home. Strike one call. J- Johnson Jr. in his junior year and first season with Rutgers, batted 262. The 0-1, ball up and away. In 35 games played, Johnson Jr. went 37 for 141 with six doubles, a triple, two home runs, 25 RBIs, and 28 runs. The 1-1 is a ball low and away. R.J. Johnson played with the Danville Otterbots in 2022. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Ball three up and away. In 38 games with Danville a few years ago, Johnson Jr. went 43 for 102 with six doubles, five triples, 33 RBIs, and 17 stolen bases on 18 attempts. The 3-1. Strike two call. In his first season with the Scarlet Knights, Johnson Jr. had an eight-game run scored streak, 10 multi-hit games, 9 multi-run games, 8 multi-RBI games, and just 5 multi-strike games. Payoff pitch is fouled away. One of his most notable hits of his past season, hit a game-tying two-run home run in the eighth inning and a 4-2 win at Michigan State in RU's Big Ten Conference opener. The 3-2 again from Smith. Chopper up the middle, and that will roll into center field, and it will be a base hit for R.J. Johnson Jr. In his first at-bat, he picks up a single. He brought the second baseman, Jace Norton, to shallow center field and beats out an infield single. Sends up Riley Orr to the plate. Johnson Jr. takes off. First pitch is a ball. Throw down to second is late, and Johnson Jr. steals second base. Riley Orr, the last time he came up to bat with a runner on second, launched a two-run shot at Elizabethton. The ball and no strikes to Riley Orr. The pitch. Ball two downstairs. Kingsport has no runs on two hits. Bristol with no runs on one hit. Johnson Jr. takes a big lead off second base. The 2-0. Orr pops it up. First base side foul ground. Playable for Zadalas. And he makes the catch. One down in the bottom of the second inning. Runner on second, one out. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Charlie Rogan is up to bat. When batting with one out, Rogan is 3 for 23 with 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. However, he went 1 for 1 with a single in last night's game. First pitch, Rogan pops it up foul behind home plate. In two games against Bristol this year, Rogan is 2 for 7 with a walk, 2 runs scored, and a strikeout. Johnson Jr. led off with a single. He then stole second base. Riley Orr popped out a moment ago. Johnson Jr. takes off. The 0-1 is low and inside. Throw down to third is late. And Johnson Jr. swipes his second bag of the inning. Even count on Charlie Rogan. The 1-1. Ball in the dirt. R.J. Johnson Jr. singled and stole both second and third base. The 2-1. Ball three, low and away. Runner on third, one out. Hitters count for Rogan. The 3-1. Fouled off the backstop, strike two. When batting with runners in scoring position, Rogan is 7 for 23 with all 16 of his RBIs. He seeks 17 in this plate appearance. The payoff pitch. Rogan pops it up, foul, out of play, third base side. The seventh pitch of the plate appearance from Miles Smith is coming up. The 3-2 again. Swing and a miss. Rogan is out on strikes. Runner on third, two outs for Stone Lawless. He went 2 for 4 in his last game at Elizabethton with a pair of singles. First pitch to Lawless, a sliced foul and out of play, first base side. Lawless hit a two-out single to right field in the top of the eighth and a one-out single to left field in the top of the third. He struck out in his first at-bat of the season, but has since gone 7 straight ABs without getting K'd. Johnson Jr. leads off third base, the 0-1. Ball low and away, and evens up the count on the Tennessee Volunteer. SEC looking to drive in Big Ten for the first run of the game. Even count on the ninth hitting designated hitter, Lawless. The 1-1. Ground ball to shortstop, scooped up by Ellis. Throw to first is high, but in time for the out. The X-Men strand a runner in scoring position for the second straight inning. Scoreless entering the top of the third between the State Liners and Axemen. Due up for the State Liners in the top of the third inning, Elijah Alexander, Micah Connor, and back to the top of the order with Martavius Thomas. So the Axemen have left a runner on base in each of the first two offensive innings. Top of the third coming up next from Kingsport. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities, so please call him at 423-247-6151. That's 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Jacob Goldston is back on the bump for the Axemen in two scoreless innings. He's walked none, allowed one hit, and struck out a batter. Elijah Alexander leads off the top of the third inning. He's yet to face Kingsport this season. First pitch from Golston. Strike one call. Alexander, in 18 at-bats, has 5 hits, a double, 2 stolen bases, and 5 strikeouts. The 0-1. Ball outside, and it gets past Lawless. Overall, Alexander is batting .278 with no RBIs and a run scored. Golston from the windup comes home with the 1-1. Lifted high in the air to deep left field. Johnson Jr. looks up. Forget about it. It's a leadoff solo home run for Elijah Alexander. His first RBI of the season puts Bristol ahead 1-0. That's the third home run surrendered by Golston this season. Base is empty, nobody out for Connor. First pitch is a chopper, fair. Looked like it was fair, but call it just foul. So strike one to Connor. The 0-1. Line drive, base hit into center field. Micah Connor singles, and the State Liners have back-to-back hits to open up the top of the third. Runner on first, nobody out for Martavius Thomas. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Nico Newhand. That was an 8-pitch at-bat. First pitch home is a strike one call. Connor leads off first base. Golston delivers the 0-1. Runner takes off. It's a ball outside. Throw down to second is late. And Micah Connor steals second base. Runner on second, still nobody out in the top of the third inning for Thomas. The 1-1. Chopper to shortstop. Swinney makes the backhand play. Throws to first on the money for the out. And since it was a ground ball, sharply hit to the left side of the infield, Connor stays put at second base. That's why that stolen base was so important, because if not, that's more than likely a double play ball. Runner on second, one out for Lee Ellis. 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Newhand. First pitch, check swing. Held up, ball one. The third inning has caused a ton of trouble for the Axemen this season. They have a minus 16 run differential, being outscored 28-12, including that leadoff home run from Elijah Alexander. The 1-0. Check swing again. Held up, ball two. State Liners 1, Axemen 0. Hitters count for Lee Ellis. Golston checks back on Connor, the runner on second. Delivers home. Connor takes off. It's a strike one call, but Riley Orr dropped it, so there will be no throw down to third base, and Connor steals his second base of the inning. So in consecutive half innings, the hitter singles and then steals two bags. Two balls and a strike on Ellis, and time is called. The 2-1. Ball three, low and away. Golston rarely walks batters, including 10 batters faced tonight. He has walked 4 of his first 89 hitters faced this season. 3 balls and a strike to Lee Ellis. The pitch. Ball 4 outside. A rare walk surrendered by Jacob Golston. And the State Liners have runners on the corners with 1 out. Runners on the corners with 1 out for Dylan Mass. He is 0 for 1 with a half inning ending strikeout looking. And Golston steps off. Riley Orr delivers the signs to the infield. First pitch. Mass lifts it high in the air to center field, but shallow. Jet Gilliam is under it. He makes the catch, but Connor tries to tag up from third. The throw to the plate is late. It's an RBI sacrifice fly for Dylan Mass that brings home Micah Connor, and Bristol leads 2-0. Runner on first, 2 outs for Tyler Zadalas. He's 0 for 1 with a flyout to the center fielder, Jet Gilliam. Runner takes off. First pitch is a strike 1 call. Throw down to second is late. And it's a stolen base for Lee Ellis. 3 stolen bases this inning for the State Liners. Bristol 2, Kingsport 0. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike 2. Golston looks to limit the damage to 2 runs. He's ahead in the count 0-2 on the cleanup batters of Dallas. The pitch. Ball low and outside, and it bounced in front of Riley Orr, and Lee Ellis is able to take third base. A ball and 2 strikes. The pitch. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Golston punches out Zadalas, looking to end the top of the third inning, but Bristol does bring home a pair of runs. Elijah Alexander's leadoff solo shot and a Dylan Mass RBI sacrifice fly. Bottom of the third coming up next. Kingsport looks to respond with its first runs of the game. Two up for Kingsport in the bottom of the third. It's the top of the order. Gilliam, Newhan, and Zyrus.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Up to bat, number 84, center field,
The top of the order is due up for Kingsport, trailing 2-0 after Bristol put up a pair of runs in the top half. Kingsport now has a minus 17 run differential in the third inning this season. First pitch to Gilliam is a swing and a miss. Gilliam is 0-for-1 with a fly out to the left fielder, Micah Connor. He enters tonight on a 21-game on-base streak. The 0-1, low and inside, even count. Bristol with 2 runs on 3 hits. Kingsport, no runs on 2 hits. The 1-1. Gilliam chops it to shortstop. Ellis scoops it up, throws to first on the run in time for the out. Base is empty, 1 out for Nico Newhan. He is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. He watches a strike one on the first pitch, and he was shocked by that call. It looked a little inside to me, too. No balls and a strike to Newhan. The pitch, ball downstairs. The 1-1, chopped foul, third base side, and fielded by his father, David Newhan. Newhan is sixth on the team with 6 extra base hits, 2 triples, 3 doubles, and a home run. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The pitch, up and in. Square count, the 2-2, swing and a miss, strike 3, Newhan is out on strikes, and for Miles Smith, he has punched out 3 batters tonight, including Newhan twice. Well, this is exactly how the bottom of the first started, the first two hitters in the lineup making out, and then Devin Zyrus up to bat. He lifts the first pitch high in the air to left field. Running back and making the inning-ending catch is Micah Connor. It's a perfect inning for Miles Smith. He is scoreless through 3 innings. To the top of the fourth, Bristol 2, Kingsport nothing. A 9-pitch perfect third inning for Miles Smith. Due up in the top of the fourth inning for Bristol. 5, 6, 7 batters, Blair, Norton, and Rice.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
When the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR, you get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
Kingsport is managed by Rick Adair, and the State Liners manager is Todd Steverson. Hayden Blair is 0-for-1 with a ground out to the second baseman, Newhan. And he'll lead off the top of the fourth inning with Bristol up by a pair. First pitch from Golston. Swing and a miss. He continues to dial up the first pitch strikes. No balls and one strike. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Golston in three complete innings has allowed two earned runs on three hits, a walk, a pair of strikeouts, and one home run, which was blasted by Elijah Alexander. The 0-2. Chopper to second base. Newhan charging in. Picks it up and throws to first in time for the out. That's four ground outs to Nico Newhan tonight. For Jacob Golston, it feels like when a ball is put in play, it's either a ground out or a home run. Brings up Jace Norton. First pitch is a ball low and away. He has a 6-2 ground out to fly out ratio tonight. The 1-0. Strike one call. He entered tonight with a league best 8 ground out to air out ratio. He'll still be top 5 by the end of the night, most likely. The 1-1. Low and in, ball 2. Jace Norton is 1-for-1 with a single, and then he was stranded on first base because Zach Rice grounded out to the third baseman, Sefcik, to end the top half of the second. The 2-1. Ball 3 high. Home plate umpire getting an earful. That's Sergio Lucero. And there's ball 4 downstairs. 4-5 pitch walk to Jace Norton. He's the runner on first with one out. Runner on first, one out for Zach Rice. 0-for-1 with a half inning ending ground out. He watches ball 1. Four in a row, you missed. Sergio Lucero continues to hear it from the Kingsport fans. The 1-0. Ball 2. At least one of those 5 pitches has to be called a strike. He's missed in 5 straight. Quick mound visit from Riley Orr to Jacob Golston. And now the infield will converge, and so does manager Rick Adair. I think they're just going to try to calm him down. I'm sure he's frustrated with all the missed strike calls. The mound visit has been completed. It will be a hitter's count against Zach Rice entering the next pitch. Bristol 2, Kingsport 0 in the top of the fourth inning. The Axemen look to avoid losing their 4th straight game. Norton on first base takes the lead. Golston checks on him. Comes home with the 2-0. Ball 3. Three balls and no strikes. The pitch. Strike one call. Three balls and a strike to Rice. The pitch. Strike two call. The crowd might be sparse tonight, but it is a mighty one. Full count on Zach Rice. Golston was once down 3-0. The payoff. Ball four, middle inside. Back-to-back walks have been surrendered by Golston. Now it is Zach Rice on first base, Norton on second. With two runners on and one out, it brings up Elijah Alexander. In his first and only at-bat, he homered to deep left field over the head of R.J. Johnson, Jr. Golston looks to keep this a two-run game, entering the bottom of the fourth. First offering, strike one call. Rice on first, Norton on second. They both walked. The 0-1. Chopped foul behind home plate. Golston, in 3 1/3 innings pitched, has allowed two earned runs on three hits, three walks, and two strikeouts. His ERA has increased from 4.42 to 4.57. No balls and two strikes on Elijah Alexander. The pitch, lifted high into center field, but Jet Gilliam is there to make the catch. The runners stay put, and that's the second out in the top of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second with two outs for Micah Connor. Rice on first, Norton on second. Golston from the stretch position, checks on Norton, delivers home. Swinging a ground ball into center field for a base hit. Norton will score, and it's a two-out RBI single for Micah Connor. 3-0, Bristol leads. State Liners lead 3-0. Micah Connor's RBI single brought home Jace Norton, and then Zach Rice advanced to second base. So runners on first and second, two outs for the leadoff batter, Martavius Thomas. First offering from Golston, strike one call. Bristol now has three runs on four hits. Kingsport has been held off the board. Two hits from the Axemen. The pitch. Ball just outside. Evens up the count on Thomas. The 1-1 from Golston. Lifted into left center field for a base hit. Rice scores, and it's a two-out RBI single for Martavius Thomas. Bristol leads 4-0. Back-to-back two-run frames put up by Bristol. Consecutive RBI singles from Connor and Thomas, and the State Liners have runners on first and second with two outs for Lee Ellis. First pitch is a ball low and away. Both teams are ice cold. The Axemen losers of four of their last five, including three straight. State Liners, losers of seven of their last eight. The 1-0. Ellis grounds it sharply to shortstop. Swinney gathers it and throws to first in time for the half inning ending out. But the State Liners bring home two more. Micah Connor and Martavius Thomas with a pair of RBI singles. To the bottom of the fourth, Bristol 4, Kingsport 0. Do up for the Axemen in the bottom of the fourth, the middle of the order, Swinney, Sefcik, and R.J. Johnson Jr. Jacob Golston threw 23 pitches in the fourth inning, and Miles Smith returns to the mound for Bristol in the bottom half.
University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Mason Swinney smacks the first pitch high and deep to left field, and it is a fair ball home run. Mason Swinney has homered in back-to-back games. A first pitch solo blast to begin the bottom of the fourth, and it's 4-1 in Kingsport. The Axemen are on the board. Swinney now leads the team with four bombs this season. Base is empty, nobody out for Cal Sefcik. First pitch is a ball low and away. Swinney is now tied for the team lead with 10 extra base hits. The 1-0. Sefcik pops it up, foul out of play. Bristol 4, Kingsport 1, bottom of the fourth inning. Bases empty, nobody out following the Swinney leadoff solo shot. The 1-1. Popped up, right field, foul ground. Thomas running over, and he runs out of room. It hooks into the Bristol bullpen, strike two. One ball and two strikes, the count on Cal Sefcik. The pitch, ball two outside. Sefcik tonight is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending ground out to the shortstop Lee Ellis. The 2-2, ball three high and outside. Sefcik started the season 9-for-28 with 5 extra base hits, but has since 9-for-45 with 3 extra base hits. The payoff pitch. Sefcik grounds it sharply into left field for a base hit. The first two Kingsport batters have recorded hits this inning, and it's a two-strike single for Sefcik. R.J. Johnson Jr. is one for one with a single and two stolen bases. It's his Kingsport debut. First offering from Smith. Johnson pops it up. Shallow left field. Micah Connor coming in, and he makes the backhand catch. Cal Sefcik returns to first base. One down in the bottom of the fourth. Riley Orr is 0 for 1 with a pop out to the first baseman, Tyler Zadalas. When batting with runners on, Riley Orr is a team best 7 for 18 with two home runs and six RBIs. He has struck out just 5 times in 45 plate appearances. From the stretch, Smith delivers home. Ball 1 up and in. Bristol scored 2 in the top of the fourth, and the Axemen have put up 1 run so far in the bottom half. The 1-0. Ball 2 low and away. Sefcik leads off first base, held on by Zadalas. The 1-0. Strike 1. Two balls, one strike on Riley Orr. Smith from the stretch, hurls home. Strike 2 call. Even count on Riley Orr. The 2-2. Ball 3, and it gets past the catcher, Hayden Blair. Sefcik advances to second base, and he takes a peel toward third base, and he will slide in safely head first. Heads up base running by Cal Sefcik. Payoff from Smith, or chops it foul third base side. The 3-2 once more from Smith, or cracks it into center field for a base hit. Sefcik scores. It's an RBI single for Riley Orr. And Kingsport is back within 2. It's 4-2 Bristol. Pickoff attempt, unsuccessful. Runner on first, one out for Charlie Rogan. First offering, strike 1 call. The 0-1, Rogan cuts and misses, strike 2. Bristol 4, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Both teams have scored a pair in the frame. The 0-2. Rogan grounds it over the head of the pitcher, Miles Smith. It's a slow roller picked up by Ellis, and he throws to first in time for the out. But Orr advances to second base. Runner on second, two outs for Stone Lawless. First pitch is a ball low and outside. It gets past the catcher, Hayden Blair. And Riley Orr will advance to third base. Ball and no strikes, the count on Lawless. The pitch. Strike one call. Even count on the Tennessee Volunteer. The 1-1. Ball two, low and in. Both teams with five hits, but Bristol with a two-run advantage. Smith comes home with the 2-1. Strike two call. Even count on Stone Lawless. The 2-2. Check swing, held up, ball three. So Lawless is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending ground out to the shortstop, Lee Ellis. The count is full. Payoff pitch. Foul tip off the backstop. Recapping the bottom of the fourth inning, Mason Swinney led off with a solo shot. Sefcik then singled. Johnson Jr. popped out. Sefcik advanced to third base on a wild pitch, and then Orr singled him home, and then Rogan grounded out a moment ago. Payoff pitch again. Swing and a miss. Lawless out on strikes. But Kingsport brings home a pair of runs. On three hits, but leave one runner on base. Two up in the top of the fifth inning for Bristol. Dylan Mass, Tyler Zadalas, and Hayden Blair, the 3-4-5 batters. It's time to take the Appy Way home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Jacob Golston is back on the mound for the Axemen. Dylan Mass is 0 for 1 with an RBI sack fly and a strikeout. First pitch from Golston is a strike one call. The 0-1. Hit him on the foot. It's a leadoff HBP for Dylan Mass, and he reaches base safely for the first time tonight. Runner on first, nobody out for Tyler Zadalas. Zadalas is 0 for 2 with a flyout and a half-inning strikeout. First pitch, chopped foul, third base side, strike one. Another first pitch strike from Jacob Golston. No balls and one strike to Zadalas. The pitch. Cut and a miss. The 0-2. Low and inside. Bristol 4, Kingsport 2 in the top of the fifth inning. Mass leads off first base. The 1-2 from Golston. Lifted into left field and it drops for a base hit. Johnson Jr. charges in and the ball gets past him. Zadalas will advance to second base. And Mass takes third. State Liners have two runners in scoring position with nobody out. So it's a single and then a fielding error from Johnson Jr. that advanced both runners one more base. Runners on second and third, nobody out for Hayden Blair. First offering, strike one call. Zadalas on second, Mass on third. Mass was hit by a pitch and Zadalas singled into left field. The 0-1. Blair pops it up, foul and out of play, strike two. No balls and two strikes. The pitch, ball one up and away. It's the easiest situation to score in baseball. Runners on second and third, nobody out. The 1-2 from Golston. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! One down in the top of the fifth inning. Bristol still has runners in second and third, but now with one out, and it brings up Jace Norton. He's 1 for 1 with a single and a run scored. Walked his last time up. First pitch is a ball from Golston. Bristol has 4 runs on 6 hits. Kingsport with 2 runs on 5 hits. Both teams have made an error in the field. The 1-0. Ball 2 low and away. Hitters count for Jace Norton. The 2-0. Cut and a miss, strike one. In the fifth inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents by 4 runs at 14-10. Zadalas on second base, Mass on third. The 2-1. Strike two call. Norton is 4-for-10 to begin the season, batting 400. Golson from the stretch delivers the 2-2. Ball 3 downstairs. Full count on Norton. The payoff from Golston. I think that hit his bat, but they're saying it was a hit by pitch. I think it hit his bat, but they're saying it's a hit by pitch. So Jace Norton reaches on an HBP, and it loads the bases for Zach Rice. Well, it sure sounded like it hit the bat, but. Hit his shoulder. Bases loaded, one out for Zach Rice. First offering from Golston is launched into right field, and it drops for a base hit. Mass scores. Zadalas advances to third base. It's an RBI single for Zach Rice and Bristol. Regains a 3-run lead. It's 5-2 State Liners. Elijah Alexander steps up with the bases loaded and still one out, but manager Rick Adair makes a mound visit to Jacob Golston. And that will do it for the Oklahoma Sooner. Golston in 4 1/3 innings pitched, has allowed 5 earned runs on 7 hits, 3 walks, 3 strikeouts, and a homer. He's in line for the loss, and we'll see who Kingsport brings in to relieve him. Bristol has now scored in 3 straight innings since being held off the board in the opening 2. It looks like the new pitcher will be Jeremiah Newman. So Jeremiah Newman replaces Jacob Golston. Newman is 1-0 overall with a 5.52 ERA and 4 outings, 2 starts, 2 relief outings. And 14 2/3 innings pitched, he's allowed 10 runs, 9 earned on 13 hits, 14 walks, and 20 strikeouts. He inherits the bases loaded with 1 out for Elijah Alexander, who homered earlier tonight. State Liners lead by 3. We'll be back in a moment. This is how the top of the fifth inning has gone for the Bristol offense. Leadoff hit by pitch from Dylan Mass. Zadalas singled. Blair struck out swinging. Norton was hit by a pitch to load the bases. And then a moment ago, Zach Rice singled home Dylan Mass. Rice is the runner on first, Norton on second, and Zadalas on third base. Elijah Alexander steps in, 1-for-2, with a solo home run and a flyout. That solo shot was the first of the game's 7 runs tonight, back in the top of the third inning. Jeremiah Newman inherits the bases loaded. First offering to Alexander. Ball low. This is the third relief outing and fifth appearance of the season for Jeremiah Newman. The 1-0. Alexander swings and misses. Kingsport would have to be thrilled to be down by only 3 entering the bottom half of the fifth inning. He's like, hey, you want help? The 1-1. Alexander sliced his foul off the home plate netting. Strike 2. Bristol 5, Kingsport 2 in the top of the fifth inning. Rice on first, Norton on second, Zadalas on third base. The 1-2 from Newman. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Alexander is out on strikes, and Newman punches out his first batter face. The bases remain loaded now with 2 outs. For the ninth batter, Micah Connor. Connor is the lone state liner with multiple hits already tonight. 2-for-2 with an RBI single and a run scored. First offering from Newman. Strike 1 call. Stone Lawless had to move and do a mini split behind the plate, but somehow it's called a strike. O-1 on the ninth, hitting left fielder. The pitch, low and inside. Even count on Mike O'Connor. The bases are occupied with 2 outs. State liners lead by 3 in the top of the fifth inning. They've scored in 3 straight frames after being held off the board in the first 2. The 1-1. Connor popped, fouls it behind home plate. Strike 2. Bristol started the inning with runners on second and third and nobody out. They've scored a run and now have the bases loaded with 2 outs. But Connor is down in the count, a ball and 2 strikes. Newman fires home. Check swing, held up, ball 2. Square count on Mike O'Connor. The pitch. Ball 3 low and away. And Newman is 1 ball away from walking home a run, which would be charged to Jacob Golston. Golston is responsible for all 3 runners on base. At the moment, his ERA is at 5.56. Payoff pitch from Newman. Lifted high in the air to right field, foul ground, and it will hook into the Bristol bullpen. The top of the order will be due up for Kingsport in the bottom of the fifth with Gilliam, Nico Newhan, and Zyrus. The count remains full on Micah Connor. The payoff once more from Jeremiah Newman. Ball four, low and away. Tyler Zadalis scores on a Micah Connor RBI walk, and the State Liners are ahead by 4-6-2 Bristol. The bases remain loaded with two outs for the leadoff man, Martavius Thomas. He's the eighth batter to come up this frame for Bristol. First offering from Newman. Strike one call. Connor on first, Rice on second, Norton on third. State Liners ahead by four. The 0-1, ball low and inside. So all six runs are earned and charged to Golston so far. He's responsible for the two runners in scoring position, but Newman has the runner on first. The 1-1, strike two call. One-two count on Thomas. The pitch. Ball low and outside, kept in front by Riley Orr. Two balls, two strikes on Thomas. Bases loaded, two outs in the top of the fifth. The pitch. Ground ball into the Bristol dugout.
Freeze! Everybody clap your hands!
Bristol looks to take its largest lead of the game. The 2-2 again from Jeremiah Newman. Swing and a miss, but it gets past the catcher, Riley Orr, and it'll be a drop third strike that scores home Norton from third, and the State Liners lead 7-2. Seven to two State Liners, and the bases are loaded once again. Thomas on first, Connor on second, Rice on third. First pitch home is launched high in the air to deep left field, but Gilliam is there to make the half-inning ending catch. State Liners bring up all nine batters and bring home three in the top of the fifth inning, and Bristol has scored multiple runs in three straight frames. To the bottom of the fifth inning, we're halfway done with tonight's game. Gilliam, Newhan, and Zyrus do up. Kingsport trails by five at Hunter Wright Stadium, looking to get back in the game.
State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
The top of the order looks to provide a spark for the Axemen. They had momentum entering the top of the fifth, scoring a pair in the bottom of the fourth. But Bristol in the top of the fifth brought home three. All three runs scored with the bases loaded. Jed Gilliam is 0 for 2 tonight with a fly out to the left fielder Micah Connor and a ground out to the shortstop Lee Ellis. First offering. Gilliam slices it foul, first base side. Strike one. In the fifth inning this season, Jet Gilliam is a team best 6 for 11. The 0-1. Strike two call. Gilliam has 18 RBIs in his last 16 games played, and he's on a 21-game on-base streak. The 0-2. Ball one low and away, and it gets past the catcher, Hayden Blair, but it doesn't matter. New pitcher for the State Liners, replacing Miles Smith, Drew Norris. Norris out of Eastern Michigan. The 1-2 from Norris. Ball two outside. Bristol scored two in the third, two in the fourth, three in the fifth. Kingsport scored its only two runs in the bottom of the fourth inning. Square count on Gilliam. Norris hurls home. Gilliam with a slow roller, foul first base side. Square count on Jet Gilliam. The 2-2 again. It's a slow roller to second base. Norton charging in, and he can't make the play. Gilliam slides in safely, head first into first base. And it should be an infield single, and it is ruled. So Gilliam extends his on-base streak to 22 games. Runner on first, nobody out for Nico Newhan. First pitch is a chopper to short. Ellis grabs it, throws to second in time, throw to first. Yes, sir. It's a 6-4-3 double play, and it erases the base runner. Kingsport is on pace to lose its fourth straight game. Scores around the league. Bluefield leads Tri-State 5-4. Pulaski leads Burlington 2-1. Danville leads Johnson City 3-2. And Greenville is crushing Elizabethton 8-1. First pitch to Zyers. Watch for a ball downstairs. Zyers is 1-for-2 with a double. The 1-0. Strike one called. Touches the outside corner. Jet Gilliam led off with an infield single, but on the next pitch, Newhan grounded into a 6-4-3 double play. Bases empty, two outs. The 1-1. Ball two low and in. Two balls and a strike to Zyrus. The pitch. Chopped foul just behind home plate. About a few inches. Zyrus is now tied for the team lead with 10 extra base hits, and that's tied for fourth in the Appalachian League. Norris Fires home the 2-2. Ball three, low and away. Bristol 7, Kingsport 2, bottom of the fifth inning. Series opener between the State Liners and the Axemen. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Zyrus is out on strikes. Drew Norris faces the minimum of three batters in the bottom of the fifth inning. To the top of the sixth, Bristol 7, Kingsport 2. Due up for the State Liners, 3-4-5 hitters for the second straight inning. Tyler Zadalis, Hayden Blair, and Jace Norton. Fans, make sure to stop by the concession stands at Hunter Wright Stadium to get an Elm Hill hot dog, the only hot dog made in Tennessee. Elm Hill is the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Jeremiah Newman is back on the mound for the Axemen. In two-thirds of an inning, he allowed no runs on no hits, one walk, and two strikeouts. Two runs were scored against him, but they were charged to Jacob Goldston because he was responsible for the base runners. Kingsport looks to stay within five runs. They still have four more half innings to bring home a minimum of five. First pitch from Jeremiah Newman to Dylan Mass is a ball low. The 1-0. Ball two outside. Dylan Mass tonight is 0-for-1 with an RBI sac fly, a hit by pitch, a strikeout, and a run scored. He led off the top of the fifth, and he does so in the sixth. Two balls and no strikes. A pitch. All three low and in. As a pitching staff, in five complete innings, the Axemen have allowed seven earned runs on seven hits, four walks, five strikeouts. The 3-0. Ball four high and outside. It's a leadoff four-pitch walk for Dylan Mass, and he has reached base safely in consecutive plate appearances. And he's the runner on first with nobody out. Runner on first, nobody out for Tyler Zadalis. He's 1-for-3 with a run scored, singled his last time up. Newman from the stretch delivers home. Ball one up and in. Five straight balls thrown by Jeremiah Newman to begin the top of the sixth. The 1-0, runner takes off. It's a ball high, throw down to second is late, and Dylan Mass steals second base. In the sixth inning this season, the Axemen have outscored their opponents by 11 runs, 26-15. Hitters count for Tyler Zadalis. The 2-0. Ball three upstairs. Bristol ahead by five in the top of the sixth inning. The State Liners have scored in three straight frames multiple times. The 3-0. Strike one call. Newman looks to battle back against Tyler Zadalis, the cleanup batting first baseman for the State Liners. The 3-1. Ball four downstairs. Dylan Mass and Tyler Zadalis walk to begin the top of the sixth inning, and the State Liners have runners on first and second with nobody out for Hayden Blair. Blair tonight is 0 for 3 with a strikeout. He is the only State Liner that has yet to reach base tonight. First pitch home. Ball one up and away. Nine of Newman's first 10 pitches in the top of the sixth have been out of the zone. Zadalis on first, Mass on second. The 1-0. Lined into the left center gap for a base hit. Mass scores. Zadalis on his way to third, and he gets the wave home. He scores. It's a two-run double for Hayden Blair, and Bristol has blown this game open. The State Liners are ahead 9-2. Pitching coach Josh Lucas pays a visit to Jeremiah Newman. The State Liners lead by 7. But the good news is that Johnson City still trails against Danville 3-2 in the top of the sixth inning. So with the Doughboys' loss, regardless of what happens around the league, the Axemen will stay in second place. The gap between Greenville and Kingsport will just increase. So Lucas, Newman, and Orr are the three on the mound. The State Liners have scored 9 runs on 8 hits, Kingsport 2 runs on 6 hits. That was the first double of the game for Bristol, the 2-run double from Hayden Blair, and he's the runner on second with nobody out. First pitch to Jace Norton is a strike one call. Norton, his last time up, was hit by a pitch and scored. The 0-1. Strike two call. Bristol has scored multiple runs in 4 straight innings after being held off the board in the opening pair. Hayden Blair leads off second base. Newman looks back at him. The 0-2. Ball one low and away. Well, if the Axemen were to somehow win tonight, it would be their largest comeback win of the season. A ball and 2 strikes to Norton. The pitch. Ball middle inside. Blair takes a big lead off second base. The 2-2. Foul back. The count remains square on Jace Norton. 2-2 again from Newman. Swing and a miss. That's the third strikeout for Jeremiah Newman, and Jace Norton is out on strikes for the first down in the top of the sixth. Runner on second, one out. It brings up Zach Rice. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI single, a ground out, and a walk. He's also scored a run. First offering from Newman. Strike one call. Good framing job from Riley Orr behind the plate. The 0-1, half swing and a foul ball, first base side, strike two. When we get to the bottom half, the middle of the order, Swinney, Sefcik, and Johnson Jr. are due up for Kingsport. Stateliners ahead by 7. The 0-2 from Newman. Ball one up and in. A ball and two strikes to Zach Rice. Newman looks back at Blair, the runner on second. Fires home. Lifted foul and out of play, first base side. In the first inning, Bristol scored no runs on no hits. In the second inning, they scored no runs on one hit. In the third, two runs on two hits. In the fourth, two runs on two hits. In the fifth, three runs on two hits. And so far in the top of the sixth inning, two runs on one hit. The 1-2 again to Rice. Ball downstairs, and it evens up the count. Two balls and two strikes on Zach Rice. The pitch. Check swing, and he said he went around. Jeremiah Newman's fourth strikeout of the game gets Zach Rice on the check swing. Two down in the top of the sixth. Runner on second, two outs for Elijah Alexander. Alexander is 1-for-3 with a solo home run. First pitch from Newman. Low and inside, ball one. A ball and no strikes to Elijah Alexander. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Jeremiah Newman is starting to grow into the game. Has struck out back-to-back batters swinging. And can get his third K in a row against Elijah Alexander. One ball and two strikes. Newman hurls home. Looped foul first base side, and that'll hit off the Bristol dugout. Remains a 1-2 count on Alexander. The pitch. Check swing. Held up, ball two. Hayden Blair is the runner on second. He takes a lead. Newman looks back, comes home with the 2-2. Lifted foul and out of play. It's a gorgeous evening in Kingsport, Tennessee, but the Axemen trail by 7. The 2-2 again. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Jeremiah Newman strikes out the side, but he does allow 2 earned runs on a Hayden Blair 2-run double. Bottom of the 6th coming up next. Kingsport looks to chew into this lead. Swinney, Sefcik, Johnson Jr., middle of the Axemen order, due up. The State Liners have scored multiple runs in each of the last 4 offensive innings.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
Mason Swinney is due up to lead off the bottom of the 6th inning. Norris returns to the mound for the State Liners. First pitch, strike 1. Norris threw a scoreless inning in the bottom of the 5th. The 0-1. Ball 1 outside. With his leadoff home run earlier tonight, he now leads the league with 6. Now 7 no-out extra base hits. The 1-1. Strike 2 call. He had a 2-run homer yesterday with nobody out and then a solo shot tonight to lead off an inning. 1-2 to Mason Swinney. The pitch. Blooped into center field, and that will drop in for a base hit. It's a leadoff single for Mason Swinney, and he secures a multi-hit game. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some news to tell you. This is where the comeback begins. Bristol 9, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the 6th inning. Swinney leads off first base. First offering to Sefcik. Ball 1 downstairs. Sefcik is 1-for-2 with a run scored tonight. The 1-0. Ball 2 downstairs. Bristol has 9 runs on 8 hits. Kingsport with 2 runs on 7 hits. Swinney leads off first base, held on by Zadalas. It's a hitter's count for the Cincinnati Bearcat. The 2-0. Half swing and a miss, strike one. If the Axemen are to start a rally, the 6th inning is the frame to do it in because they've scored 26 runs in the 6th. It's their highest scoring offensive frame. The 2-1. Ball 3 outside, and it's once again a hitter's count for Sefcik. Three balls and one strike to Cal Sefcik. Norris fires home. Swinney takes off, but it's ball 4 low and outside. Cal Sefcik walks for the 6th time this season, and Kingsport is cooking to begin the bottom of the 6th. Runners on first and second, nobody out for the Rutgers Scarlet Knight, R.J. Johnson Jr. Sefcik on first base, Swinney on second, Johnson Jr. up to bat. First offering from Norris. Foul tip, strike one. No balls and a strike to Johnson Jr., who is 1-for-2 with a single and a pair of stolen bases. The pitch. Strike two call. Johnson flew out to the left fielder, Micah Connor, his last time up to bat. Sefcik on first base, Swinney on second, nobody out in the bottom of the 6th inning. The 0-2. Johnson rips it into center field for a base hit. Swinney gets the stop sign at third base, and a Johnson Jr. two-out single loads the bases for Riley Orr. In his first game with the Kingsport Axemen, R.J. Johnson Jr. has a multi-hit game. Bases loaded, nobody out for Riley Orr. Johnson on first, Sefcik on second, Swinney on third. First offering, swing and a miss, strike one. With an RBI single in his last at-bat, Riley Orr is now 8-for-19 batting with runners on, which is the best average on the team. The 0-1. Ball one, low and outside. Even count on Riley Orr. Bases loaded, nobody out. Kingsport trails by 7. The 1-1. Strike two call. Entering tonight, the most runs the Axemen have scored in a single inning is 7, which was against Pulaski at home earlier this season. A ball and 2 strikes. Norris hurls home. Orr grounds it softly to second base, picked up by Norton, and he can't make the flip to second base! Mason Swinney scores, and Riley Orr reaches first base. The bases are once again loaded, and Kingsport has cut the lead to 6. It's now 9-3, Bristol. Charlie Rogan up to bat with the bases loaded. 9-3 state liners. First offering. Rogan lifts it high and foul out of play. Strike one. So it was a fielding error by the second baseman, Norton. Orr on first base, Johnson on second, Sefcik on third. The 0-1. Rogan grounds it sharply to first base, picked up by Zadalas. He steps on the bag for the out, but Cal Sefcik crosses the plate on a Charlie Rogan RBI ground out. And the Axemen have cut the lead to 5. It's 9-4, Bristol. Runners on second and third, one out, Stone Lawless up to bat. He's 0-2 with an inning-ending ground out and an inning-ending strikeout. First offering from Norris. Lawless hops it up, foul, and out of play, first base side. The Axemen have life now. Orr on second base, Johnson on third. Lawless has struck out just twice in his first 10 at-bats this season. The 0-1. Half swing and a miss on a pitch that was high and outside, strike two. The leadoff man, Jet Gilliam, is on deck, and most likely he will see the plate. With no force out and one out, he can make a big difference if he comes up. The 0-2, ball upstairs. Kingsport has scored a pair of runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Swinney with the leadoff single. Sefcik walked. Johnson Jr. singled to load the bases. Then Riley Orr and Charlie Rogan both drove in runs. The 1-2, ball downstairs. Evens up the count against Lawless. Square count on the Tennessee Vol. The 2-2. Lawless pokes it foul. Out of play. Norris returns to the stretch position. Riley Orr, the runner on second. Johnson Jr. on third base. The 2-2 once again. Ball three up and in. It's a full count on Lawless. Full count on Lawless. Norris fires home the payoff. Fouled back. Lawless stays alive. The count remains full on Stone Lawless. Up comes the eighth pitch of the plate appearance to the Tennessee Volunteer. The 3-2 once again. Ball four outside. Lawless was down in the count 0-2 and battles back to record an eight-pitch full count walk, and it loads the bases for the leadoff batter, Jet Gilliam. And now a mound visit from Bristol's pitching coach, Mike Tejera. Like I said, this is the inning to do it. This is the inning to do it. Yeah. It seemed like it was going to be insurmountable to come back from. But the Axemen have already scored a pair. The bases are loaded with one out for the leadoff batter, Jet Gilliam. Lawless on first, Orr on second, Johnson on third. Norris from the stretch position comes home with the first offering. Ball one downstairs. When batting with runners in scoring position, Jet Gilliam is 11 for 29 with 19 RBIs. The 1-0. Gilliam pops it up, but it'll go foul and out of play behind home plate. Even count on the Las Vegas native. The bases are occupied with one out. Kingsport trails by five in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 1-1. Ball two outside. Gilliam is ahead in the count. The 2-1 from Norris. Ball three high. And Gilliam is one ball away from recording an RBI walk. Hitters count for Jet Gilliam. Lawless on first, Orr on second, Johnson Jr. on third. The 3-1. Strike two call. It was a delayed strike call, and Gilliam can't believe it. He tossed his bat and everything. Full count now. Jet Gilliam in the sixth inning this season is 4 for 8. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Gilliam is giving a mouthful, and he's going to get tossed. Well, you know what? He was right, though. Gilliam was right. That was ball four on the previous pitch, so whatever. And now manager Rick Adair comes out to have a chat. So Gilliam has been tossed, and that's the first time that an Axemen player has been ejected this season. Bases loaded, two outs for Nico Newhand. 9-4 state liners. And Norris steps off. When batting with runners in scoring position and two outs, Newhand is 7 for 14 with a triple and 9 RBIs. He comes up in a big spot. First offering from Norris. Ground ball to shortstop. Ellis charges in, scoops it up, and throws to first in time for the inning-ending out. Gut-wrenching finish to the bottom of the sixth for Kingsport. They were down by five at the bases loaded with one out, but failed to bring home another run. And now, but they trail by five, entering the top of the seventh inning. Due up for the state liners, Micah Connor, Martavius Thomas, and Lee Ellis, the 9-1-2 batters. And we'll see who comes into play for Jed Gilliam in the field. Keeping an eye on who takes the field. And it looks like Tyler Myatt will. So Johnson Jr. will shift from left field to center field. And Tyler Myatt will go to third base. And we'll see who the new left fielder is. And Cal Sefcik will play in left field. So the defensive changes for the Axemen. It is now Johnson Jr. in center. Cal Sefcik in left field. And Tyler Myatt at third base. And Jeremiah Newman is back on the mound for Kingsport. Now I'm looking at the zone on that Jet Gilliam strikeout on the what was called strike two. And it's just outside of the zone. So Newman is back on the hill for Kingsport, and the 9-1-2 batters come up for the State Liners. Both teams scored twice in the sixth inning, and there's been nothing but half-inning multi-runs. Six times tonight, there's been a half-inning with multiple runs. The State Liners have done it four times, Kingsport twice, and they're keeping it very low because five of those multi-run frames are two runs, then the sixth is three. Micah Connor has had himself a night. Two for two, two RBIs, a walk, a run scored. Faces Jeremiah Newman to begin the seventh inning. The game is far from over, though. First pitch is a ball outside. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Newman in an inning and two-thirds has allowed two earned runs on one hit, three walks, five strikeouts. All five of his outs have been K's. The 1-1, fouled off his foot, strike two. The best possible scenario for Kingsport would have a quick three up, three down, top of the seventh, because you have the 3-4-5 hitters due up. And Devin Zyrus has already doubled tonight. Swinney has two hits. Sefcik has a hit. They've all reached multiple times. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! All six of Newman's outs recorded have been K's. Six. And since allowing three straight runners to reach base safely, Newman has struck out four consecutive batters. Martavius Thomas, the leadoff batter, due up. He watches a strike one call. And the Otterbots have extended their lead over the Doughboys, now 4-2 against Johnson City. The 1-0. Slow roller, foul first base side. That was the 0-1, so no balls and two strikes. Newman working quickly. Two count, bases empty, one out. Newman fires home. Ball outside. Again, the defensive changes for Kingsport. Since Gilliam was ejected, Johnson Jr. moved from left to center. Sefcik moved from third to left, and Myatt is on third base. The 1-2. Lifted in the air to left field. Sefcik charging in, and he cannot make the diving catch. It drops in for a base hit. And Thomas advances to second base on what should be ruled a double. Well, Sefcik was trying to sell that it was caught in the air, but he trapped it. So it's a short double from Artavius Thomas, and the State Liners have a runner on second with one out, looking to score for the fifth straight inning. Lee Ellis up to bat. First pitch home is lined fair down the right field line for a base hit. Thomas scores, and it's an RBI double for Lee Ellis. Bristol leads 10-4. Doubles on back-to-back pitches from the State Liners. Brings up Dylan Mass. He's 0-for-1 with an RBI walk, two runs scored, and a strikeout. First pitch to Mass is a ball outside. Everything changed after Gilliam took strike two in that plate appearance. The 1-0, ball outside. Again, looking at the game day strike zone, it was just outside. In a perfect world, it's ball four, but this world is far from perfect. Hitter's count for Dylan Mass. The 2-0. Popped up foul and out of play, third base side. This is on pace to be the longest nine-inning game the Axemen have played all season long. The previous high was 3.5 hours against Johnson City. The 2-1. Lifted high in the air, foul down the left field line. Strike two. Bristol has scored in five straight innings after being held off the board in the opening two. Newman looks back at the runner on second, Ellis. The 2-2, Ellis takes off, but it's fouled back. Count remains square on Dylan Mass. Newman has already struck out six batters. The 2-2. Fouled away. Pulaski has defeated Burlington 2-1, and Bluefield leads Tri-State 7-5. The 2-2 for the third time from Jeremiah Newman. Ball three outside. Bristol has 10 runs on 10 hits. Kingsport with 4 runs on 8 hits, so they have twice as many hits as runs. Full count on Dylan Mass. The payoff. Mass mashes it high in the air to deep right center field. Johnson Jr. into the gap makes the catch. But Ellis will tag up from second to third. Tyler Zadalas, the cleanup batter, due up. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. 2 runs scored and a strikeout. First First offering from Newman. Swing and a miss, strike one. Runner on third, two outs. The 0-1. Strike two, call. Bristol ahead by six. They've led by as many as seven at 9-2. No balls and two strikes. Newman fires home. Swing and a miss. Kuba. Seven of Newman's eight outs recorded have been K's. He strikes out Zadalas swinging to end the top of the seventh. Bristol strands a runner on third, but does bring a run home. It's stretch time in Kingsport. Zyrus, Swinney, and Sefcik, the 3-4-5 batters, due up for the Axemen when we return. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there's something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Bottom of the seventh inning is coming up. The Axemen have to get back in this. Bristol brings in a new pitcher replacing Drew Norris. It's Austin Hunley out of the University of Tennessee. And Austin Hunley is the new pitcher for the Bristol State Liners. Devin Zyrus due up. Tonight he is 1-for-3 with a strikeout. He doubled back in the bottom of the first. First pitch is a strike one call from Austin Hunley. Hunley just finished up his redshirt freshman season at the University of Tennessee. He is a national champion. The 0-1. Zyrus, foul tip, strike two. In the seventh inning this season, Kingsport has outscored its opponents 25-14. That plus 11 run differential is tied with the sixth inning for their best frame. The 0-2. Chopped foul. Remains an 0-2 count. This is the heart of the order, the 3-4-5 hitters. The 0-2 again. Zyrus pokes it high in the air to deep left field. Connor running back. It's off the wall. Zyrus will stand up safely on second base with his second double of the game, and he now leads the club with 11 extra base hits. Well, that's a great way to start the bottom of the seventh inning. A leadoff double on two strikes from Devin Zyras. And now it brings up the red-hot Mason Swinney. 2-for-3 tonight with a solo shot and 2 runs scored. First pitch is a strike one call. Swinney has homered 3 times in his last 2 games. Zyras on second base, the 0-1. Ball one outside. When batting with runners in scoring position, Mason Swinney is 6-for-26 with 9 RBIs. The 1-1. Swinney rounds it to third base. Alexander has it. Throw to first is on the money. Now the throw to third because Zyras tried to advance. And he is thrown out. Risky move by Zyras, and it did not end well for him. It's a 5-3-5 double play. That clears the bases with 2 outs for Cal Sefcik. First pitch from Hundley. Low and inside, ball one. A ball and no strikes. The pitch. Ball low and away. Sefcik looks to start a 2-out rally. He's reached base safely in each of his last 2 plate appearances. The 2-0. Strike one call. Sefcik singled in the 6th inning. And walked in the 4th, walked in the 6th. The 2-1. Sefcik with a sharp grounder to the short. Picked up by Ellis. Throw to first on the run was high but caught by Zadalas in time for the inning ending out. The X-Men go down 1-2-3 the untraditional way. Top of the 8th coming up next. 5-6-7 batters Blair, Norton, and Rice are due up for Bristol. Looking to extend their 6-run lead to 7+.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
New pitcher for the Axemen is number 90, Carson Clark. Carson Clark has completed exactly 1 inning in each of his first 4 outings. He has retired 12 of 26 batters faced, and he has a 3.25 whip in 4 innings of work. He has a 3.25 whip in 4 innings pitched and a 61% strike rate on 100 throws. Again, Tyler Myatt is playing third base, Sefcik now in left, and Johnson Jr. in center. Carson Clark in 4 innings has allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 9 hits, 4 walks, and 3 strikeouts. Enters tonight on an inning and two-thirds scoreless streak. In his last outing on June 28th versus Tri-State. He threw a scoreless inning on two hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Carson Clark faces Hayden Blair to begin his outing. Kingsport trails by six. The State Liners have scored in five consecutive innings. First pitch is a strike one call from Clark. Most fans have emptied the stadium. The 0-1. Looped foul, first base side. Score update from Danville. The Otterbots still lead the Doughboys 4-2. And there's a swing and a miss. Carson Clark punches out Hayden Blair swinging. And that is the most quiet strikeout reaction I've ever heard. Base is empty. One out for Jace Norton. Strike one call. Carson Clark, four straight strikes to begin his outing. So if Johnson City loses, Kingsport stays put in second place. The 0-1. Ball low and away. Bristol has scored multiple runs in four innings. Kingsport has done so twice. The 1-1. Ball two high and outside. Bluefield on top of Tri-State entering the ninth inning, and Elizabethton will lose to Greenville. The 2-1. Popped up, shallow right field, first baseman Devin Zyrus drifting back, and he makes the catch. Two down to begin the top of the eighth. Zach Rice tonight. 1-for-3, RBI, walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. He'll face Carson Clark, who's retired his first two batters on a strikeout and a pop-out and foul ground to the first baseman, Devin Zyrus. First offering. Strike one call. Well, if Clark can get out of this inning quickly, you never know what can happen in the bottom of the eighth. The 0-1. Ball just missed, low and away. Bristol scored a pair of runs in the third, fourth, and sixth innings, three in the fifth and one in the seventh. Kingsport scored a pair of runs in the fourth and sixth. The 1-1. Chopped foul, third base side, strike two. Defensively, Kingsport has not recorded a perfect inning since the top of the first. We are now in the top of the eighth. And now time is called by Zach Rice. One ball and two strikes. Clark fires home. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney collects it and throws to first in time for the half inning ending out. For the first time since the first inning, Kingsport records a perfect inning defensively. We'll see if the bats come alive in the bottom of the eighth. Bristol 10, Kingsport 4. Bottom half of the eighth coming up next. Kingsport needs at least six runs to keep this game alive. Well, not six runs in this inning, but six runs in total. But they have two innings to do it. Austin Huntley remains on the mound for the State Liners. We'll be back in a moment. Bristol ahead by a touchdown, but they missed the extra point.
East Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future.
Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Austin Hundley in one scoreless inning, allowed one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. The State Liners have a six-run cushion entering the bottom of the eighth inning. R.J. Johnson Jr. is due up for the Axemen. The Rutgers Scarlet Knight is 2-for-3 tonight with a pair of stolen bases. He singled in the second inning and did again in the bottom of the sixth. First offering, Johnson Jr. lifts it foul and out of play, third base side. No balls and a strike to the RU Scarlet Knight. The 0-1, ball low and away. One pitch at a time, gentlemen. From the windup, Hundley comes home with the 1-1. Ball too low and outside, and Johnson is ahead in the count. Hundley delivers the 2-1. Strike two call, and it evens up the count. Bristol has 10 runs on 10 hits. Kingsport, 4 runs on 9 hits. The 2-2. Ball three downstairs. Kingsport has had the leadoff runner reach base safely in three straight innings. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Johnson out on strikes. Brings up Riley Orr. 1-for-3 with 2 runs batted in. Base is empty, 1 out. First offering. Orr with a check swing, grounder the pitcher. Austin Hundley, who picks it up and tosses it underhand to the first baseman, Zadalis, for the out. Nobody on, 2 outs for Charlie Rogan. First offering, ball low and away. Rogan, 0-for-3 with an RBI ground out and a strikeout. He's now second on the team with 17 RBIs. The 1-0, he lifts it into center field. Mass coming in, and he makes the inning-ending catch. The Axemen send the minimum of 3 batters to the plate for the 4th time tonight and for the 2nd straight inning. It was a quick one. Top of the 9th coming up, 8-9-1 batters Alexander, Connor, and Thomas due up for the State Liners.
Hands-on learning is at the heart of East Tennessee State University's mission. More than just textbooks and required reading, ETSU takes a personalized approach to learning. Students engage in innovative, hands-on experiences in real-world settings and have earned prestigious positions at companies like NASA, Google, and Disney. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
State Liners have a 6-run advantage entering the top of the 9th. Carson Clark is back on the mound. He tossed a perfect 8th inning on a strikeout, pop out, and a ground out. His ERA dropped from 9 to 7.2. Well, if you look back on one statistic tonight, it's batting with runners in scoring position. State Liners, 5 for 18. Axemen, 2 for 13. Now, the 5 for 18 for Bristol isn't, you know, it's not great. It's good because 5 for 18 is batting 277. That's a decent average, but 2 for 13, that's 153. First offering to Alexander, who has homered once tonight. Inside ball one. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Well, with Bristol reaching the 10-run mark tonight, it's the first time this season the Axemen have surrendered double-digit runs in consecutive games, 11 to Elizabethan and 10 so far tonight. The 1-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Tomorrow night is 7-inning Sunday. Be sure to come out to the stadium at 5:30 p.m. first pitch between Bristol and Kingsport. The 1-2, lifted foul and out of play. Danville now leads Johnson City 5-2, and they've loaded the bases with one out. So Kingsport will more than likely stay in second place, but will now be 3.5 games back from the Greenville Flyboys. The 1-2 again, ball way outside. Well, the format, the new format in the Appalachian League playoffs, now that two teams from each division make the playoffs, this may end up benefiting the Axemen a lot. The 2-2. That bat went flying into the seats. Wow. It was a foul ball, and that could have took someone's head off. Wow. I've never seen a bat at Hunter Wright Stadium leave the field of play. And it looks like somebody's going to keep that bat. That is wild. Count remains square on Alexander. The pitch. Lined into left field. Sefcik running in, and he can't make the diving catch. It ricochets to the center fielder, Johnson Jr., and he can't throw to second in time. It's a leadoff base hit for Alexander, and he's the runner on second with nobody out. We'll find out whether or not it's a single or double. So he lost his bat, chucked it into the stands, then on the next pitch, he doubles. So it is indeed ruled a two-bagger. Runner on second, nobody out for Micah Connor. He swings and misses at the first pitch, strike one. Connor tonight, 2 for 3, 2 RBIs, a walk, a run scored. It's his fifth plate appearance. The 0-1. Ball two up and away, or ball one. Alexander takes the lead off second base. The 1-1. Ball two outside. Two balls and a strike. The pitch. Skied high into right field. Rogan storming in, and he can't make the catch, but it bounced in foul ground. So it evens up the count at two apiece. Two balls and two strikes on the ninth batter, Micah Connor. The pitch. Low and in, ball three. Fills up the count. There have been 37 combined runs, hits, and errors tonight. Payoff pitch. Ball four, low and away. So the State Liners will start the top of the ninth inning with runners on first and second and nobody out. Just a very dragged out game tonight. Back to the top of the order with Martavius Thomas. Makes his sixth plate appearance. First pitch is a strike one call. The vast majority of the game has been spent watching Bristol get on base. The 0-1. Check swing. Held up, ball one. It's not like Kingsport isn't hitting the ball. They have nine hits tonight. A Swinney home run and two Zyrus doubles. But batting with runners in scoring position, 2-for-13. The 1-1. Strike two call. As of right now, the Axemen will need to score minimum of six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. A ball and two strikes to Thomas. The pitch. Ball high. Danville will lead 7-2 entering the ninth inning, so a little more cushion for the Otterbots, who will stay in first place in the Appalachian League East. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, but it got past the catcher, Riley Orr, who can't find the ball. And now he does, and that's the second time tonight a State Liner has reached on a drop third strike. It loads the bases with nobody out. And that's the second time Thomas has reached on a drop third strike. So it may say two strikeouts on his stat line, but he reached base on both of them. So not much of a strikeout. Bases loaded, nobody out for Ellis. First pitch is a strike one call. Thomas on first, Connor on second, Alexander on third. The 0-1. Cut and a miss, strike two. The 0-2. Fouled back. Bristol 10, Kingsport 4 in the top of the ninth inning. The State Liners have never trailed, and after they took a 2-0 lead in the top of the third inning, it's been all Bristol since. The 0-2 from Clark. Foul tip back into the Bristol dugout. Bluefield offense continues to soar. It leads Tri-State 12-5 in the top of the ninth inning. Greenville enters the ninth inning with a 9-run lead over Elizabethton. A 2-2. Swing and a miss. Ellis out on strikes. That's the first out in the top of the ninth inning. Bases loaded, one out for Dylan Mass. Mass flew out to the center fielder, Johnson Jr., his last time up. First offering from Clark. Ball up and away. Swing and a miss. So actually, runners on second and third, two outs, because the base was occupied on the drop third strike. A ball and a strike. The pitch. Fouled back, and Carson Clark is one strike away from getting out of this inning without allowing a run. Runners on second and third, two outs. The 1-2. Lined right to the shortstop, Mason Swinney, who makes the half-inning ending catch. Two scoreless innings in the books for Carson Clark. Bottom of the ninth inning, Bristol 10, Kingsport 4. The Axemen need a minimum of six runs in the frame. But it's not over until the final out. Liam McCallum will come in to pinch hit. It looks like he will hit for Stone Lawless. And we'll see if Myatt will bat, though. You still have Pisacreta available. You have Tyree Jackson available. Brandon Phillips. A lot of guys that you can pinch hit tonight. But due up at the moment, Stone Lawless, Jet Gilliam, and Nico Newham. But it looks like McCallum will pinch hit for Lawless. The Axemen need a minimum of six. The State Liners will bring in a new pitcher, and we'll see who it is. Now pitching for the State Liners. I don't see a number 16. New pitcher for the State Liners is Andy Hernandez. Changed his number from 1 to 16. He's from Miami, Florida, and attends Wabash Valley Junior College in Illinois. So Liam McCallum is due up for the Axemen. First pitch, ball one, low and away. So Tyler Myatt will stay in the game, substituting Jet Gilliam in the leadoff spot. The 1-0, strike one call. Liam McCallum is the only two-way player on the Kingsport roster. The 1-1. Strike two. McCallum has made just one start since starting in the first two games of the season. We're now in game 27. The 1-2. Ball low and away. Two balls and two strikes on Liam McCallum. The pitch. Strike three call. McCallum is out on strikes, and the State Liners are one out away from taking the series opener tonight. Bases empty, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. State Liners 10, Axemen 4. Tyler Myatt up to bat. First pitch is a ball low. Nico Newhan is on deck. The 1-0. Ball too low. Well, bizarre box score for the Stateliners. They didn't score in the first two innings, scored in the next five, and then didn't score in the final two. Hitters count for Myatt. The 2-0 from Hernandez. Strike one call. Two-one from Hernandez. Myatt skies it into right center field. Dylan Mass charging in, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Nico Newhan is the final out. First pitch, strike one call. Bristol 10, Kingsport 4, bottom of the ninth inning. No balls and a strike, two outs to Newhan. The pitch lined high in the air to deep left field. It gets past Connor, and it'll one hop the wall and go over. It's a book rule double for Nico Newhan. And that's his seventh extra base hit of the season. Devin Zyras up to bat. He's already doubled twice tonight. He leads the team with 11 extra base hits. Newhan leads off second base. First offering, ball low and away to Zyras. Hernandez checks on Newhan. Comes home with the 1-0. Strike one call. Kingsport has recorded 10 hits, two of which have come from the batter, Devin Zyras. The 1-1. Low and inside, ball two. Zyras is 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a strikeout. No RBIs, no runs scored, no walks. The 2-1, ball three in the dirt. Three balls and a strike to Devin Zyras. Newhan's two-out double kept the game alive. The pitch. Zyras with a ground ball to second base. Norton has it. Throw to first in time for the game-ending out. And the Stateliners take game one of this two-game set, 10-4. With the win, the Stateliners improve to 11-17 overall, and with the loss, the Axemen dropped to 14-13, and they have lost four in a row for the first time this season. Bristol scored 10 runs on 11 hits, made two errors in the field. Kingsport scored four runs on 10 hits and made one error defensively. Tonight's winning pitcher for the Stateliners is Drew Norris. Losing pitcher for the Axemen, Jacob Golston. Golston will drop to 1-2 overall with a 6.35 ERA. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's broadcast. Final score, Stateliners 10, Axemen 4. Kingsport has dropped four straight. Look to get back into the win column tomorrow night and avoid going back down to 500. From Hunter Wright Stadium, I'm Ben Slotnick. Good night.